All right, Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline here. Now we're going to take a look at the offensive, defensive line one-on-ones. Now, Tony, remember that we got to take this with a pretty big grain of salt considering they're not in full pads, but interesting to see some of the guys, and there's some talent on this roster.
Yeah, this is known as the pit. This is one of the most popular drills, the one-on-one drills in all the All-Star games. William Campbell right there from Michigan, big number 73, a guy who really wasn't even mentioned by scouts entering the year. He's probably going to be the first defensive player from the Michigan defense selected in the draft. He's got terrific size. You see the coach tell him how to use his hands and protect himself. He plays with good leverage, shows some power. He's more of a developmental guy, someone whose best football is probably 2 or 3 years down the road. But again, going up here against, I believe that's backup of UCLA, you see the power, you see the explosion. Way gets initial pushing back is basically knocked back off the line. That's what Campbell brings. He's only going to get better in time.
Backup versatile guy from UCLA, plays both guard positions. I believe he missed a season for ineligibility academic-wise, but started, I think, almost every game for the last two seasons. Looks like now we've got
Will Parasek of Colorado, guy who's probably not going to be drafted against the center from Western Illinois.
Andrew Rubiskio, though, that was no real attempt at blocking there. So.
Yeah, I doubt either of these guys get drafted, but you know what? They're here to show what they've got. If they want to get a camp invite, Parasek of Colorado, a little bit undersized, but he plays with leverage. He's got good movement skills. You're looking at him as maybe a potential three-technique type of lineman.
All right, at right guard from Pittsburgh, we have Ryan Turnley, 6'6", 313. But Rubiskio again.
Turnley, guy who can also play center. That sort of versatility is going to help him at the next level. Didn't have a great senior year. Came into the season highly rated by scouts. He's got some skills. He's a good position blocker. Not a dominant guy, but the ability to play center or guard, you know, you're looking at a guy who could get drafted in the later rounds and use him as an inexpensive utility backup. The more you can do with the NFL and save teams money, the more they're going to like it. Now he's going up against Josh Boyd. Josh Boyd at Mississippi State, coming off a disappointing senior season. He's a big, quick guy. You see Charlie got good inside positioning on him. His hands in there. Boyd's quick off the snap, more of a three-technique guy. His game fell off this year because he lost his teammate, some guy that the Eagles drafted in the first round last year, by the name of Fletcher Cox.
I've heard of him.
Fletcher Cox left Boyd there, really struggled because he was more the focus of attention. Game going against Turnley right here. You see Turnley got the first down, quickly gets in the blocks, he gets that initial advantage, stay square, good hand movement. You want to watch the offensive line, you want to bend their knees. Remember, no matter how big you are on football, no man wins. You want to get leverage on your opponent. So if the offensive lineman get leverage on the opponent, even though he's given away sometimes, you know, 10, 15, 20 pounds, he's going to be able to hold the point. Here we have our token Canadian player. Looks to be a shot game. Always brings a couple Canadian players in. That's a good play by him. He's got good size. He gets good inside position. He blocks down well. He uses his size to engulf the
Brandon Thurman from Arkansas Pine Bluff. That's Kirby Fabian, the right tackle out of University of Calgary. I think there's actually also a Canadian on the East roster, but Fabian's an interesting guy. I believe he can play all over the offensive line.
And he moves well. You know, he's not stiff. That's another thing what scouts want to see. It's good to be big, but if you can't move, you can't adjust, that's not a good thing. You've got to be nimble. You've got to show some agility. Because, again, you know, you're going to be going against speed rushers. Here is a terrific matchup. West Horton of USC kind of struggled this year against one of the sleepers on the offensive line position, Tanner Hawkinson. You see Hawkinson get a good initial push, fires off his back in the blocks, but Horton wins the battle because he's stronger. That is the knock on Hawkinson's game. He's got to get stronger, he's got to physically mature, improve as a run blocker, more of a developmental type prospect, maybe a backup at the next level. He's explosive off the snap, but again, you see him pushing up the field, strong lower body, just struggled in that, struggled as a senior, as did the entire USC Trojan defense.
You always get good, interesting line or position coaches here at the Shrine Game. Eagles fans will know Al Harris, who was coaching the defensive backs. This is Paul Spicer, coaching the defensive line, former defensive end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And good to see these guys who were trying to get into coaching.
And you see coaching technique, get your hands, you know, stay low. We talk about hand placements, not just enough to immediately get your hands up, you got to correctly place it. Here's William Campbell again of Michigan. That was a terrific line by the TCU line.
Blaze Foltz, who goes 6'4", 315.
But more than that, you saw the way he was able to keep his knees bent, stay low to the ground, got leverage on Campbell, and as a result, he was able to neutralize Campbell from the play.
Let's watch James Ferentz now, snapping the ball, though it's still Foltz against William Campbell.
He's got a strength disadvantage, but the fact that he's able to get underneath Campbell and get that leverage positioning helps him hold the point and basically neutralize Campbell.
Ferentz, of course, is the son of Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz. It looks like he's going up against Zach Boyd here.
Boyd, more of a guy who's a three-technique tackle, quick off the snap, some good hand movement. Ferentz a bit undersized. If he gets selected in the draft, he's going to be very late. He doesn't have the great height, doesn't have the great bulk. He's more a guy that relies on his, basically his head and his football smarts, has those good red lines to get the job done in college, which he did for a while.
We'll finish going through the line here. Boyd and Ferentz again.
Again with Ferentz, you see the good hand placement. Immediately gets his hands up into the defender's chest and is able to steer him from the action. And no matter what Boyd does, no matter what size advantage or strength advantage he has, once Ferentz gets the leverage, he gets his hands aside. Game over.
Utah left guard Sam Brenner taking on, it looks like, Will Parakak from Colorado.
Again, both guys unlikely to get selected, but I just want to show what they can do so they can get signed after the draft and maybe make their mark in camp, rookie mini camp in May or over the summer.
68 is Dan O'Neill, the left tackle from Western Michigan, who's 6'8", 305. Maybe a developmental project, but we see the same matchup here.
Dan O'Neill, massive player. Started his college career at Michigan. If he's going to play in the NFL, it's going to be on the right side, either right tackle or guard. More of a backup. He is what you call a size prospect. He is just massive. Doesn't have the mobility or the agility that we talked about before. Going up against the San Jose defensive end right now. Again, once he gets an initial his hand placement on it, he can control the guy. The San Jose State guy probably would have been better off throwing an inside move on him.
Travis Johnson, who was ultra productive at San Jose State, I think the word is that he probably projects better as a 3-4 outside linebacker, so he doesn't have to go against guys like Dan O'Neill at the line.
And that's one thing that, you know, teams want to see. They want to see guys like Johnson of San Jose State, who basically lined up in a three-point stance in college, maybe take some reps at linebacker, show what he can do, make the plays in reverse or laterally, not just coming out of a three-point stance and rushing up the field. They're going to give him three reps. I guess the coaches didn't see something that they wanted to. And that's what I mean about Dan O'Neill. He doesn't have the agility, he doesn't have the great footwork, so if you can get around the edge, you can exploit him, which Johnson did right there.
All right, so that does it for the one-on-ones between the defensive linemen and offensive linemen for Tuesday's practice on the West. Thanks to Tony Pauley and Bo Wolf signing off for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.